Becky and David Starobin are with me. They are the librettists for the world premiere opera opening at the Santa Fe Opera this summer, The 13th Child, with music by Paul Reuters. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
You both have known the composer, Paul Reuters, for years. David's performed and conducted his works. Between the three of you, who found the Brothers Grimm story, and what appealed to you about it?
Well, it was my suggestion that Paul write his next opera as a fairy tale opera, but Paul was the one who then went and delved into the Brothers Grimm, and he found the story, The 12 Brothers, and fell in love with it. So that was his inspiration, and rather than calling it The 12 Brothers, he thought The 13th Child had just a little bit more bite to it.
Because in the story there are 12 brothers, but the 13th child is the first girl child of the king and queen, and that's what the story turns on. How did crafting the libretto and the story begin?
Paul very quickly turned it over to me. So I laid out the scenario for the story, which had changes from the original Brothers Grimm just to make it more stage worthy.
So you laid out the basic order of scenes and characters. Did you add characters and move things around?
Yes. And yes, I did. In the original story, there are two queens, which I just thought would be too confusing. So I got rid of one queen, and we ended up with only one queen. In the Brothers Grimm, the second queen is boiled in oil, and that sounded to me like a bit of a production nightmare. So she did not make it. After that, and Paul had approved of all of that, David and I sat down together and worked on the libretto together. So that was something that we did basically each day after our regular work. And we would go back and we would write on the libretto for a couple of hours every day.
Did you find that you worked well together, or was it a very stressful thing for your marriage?
Well, it's an interesting thing because we worked together running the record label, Bridge Records. I'm the president, and he's the director of artists and repertoire. So we're used to working together. And so I would say it actually went incredibly smoothly. There were places where we had tussles, but for the most part, I think it was a really, really good collaboration and very exciting. May I turn you over to him for musical thoughts?
Hi, Brent.
Hi, David. How are you?
Okay, fine.
So you've known Paul Reuters for years. You've known his music for years. And the music of this opera seems to have a wide range of musical styles depending on the characters and the scene involved. Was all of that Reuters' inspiration, or did the collaboration with the librettists have something to do with that as well?
Well, it's a very interesting question. I would approach it from two ways. First of all, I've known Paul's music for about 35 years, but when I found him as a composer, I started listening to all of his music back to when he was a student composer. In looking at his, you know, really now almost 50 years of music, you see that there are all sorts of pieces that grab on to sources from many places. His pieces in the 70s, some of them had medieval music and Renaissance music and all sorts of references to older music. Part of that came naturally as a performer, as an organist. He would play much of that music. But I think his personality is one that is expansive rather than reductive. And so he looks at the large side of music and grabs anything, and I mean anything, that can be useful to him in being expressive.
Were you ever surprised by what he came up with, or could you kind of anticipate, knowing his music as well as you did, that he was going to set things a certain way?
Well, and this is the other side of that answer. We gave him things that we knew he would be comfortable with, and then we gave him things that we knew would probably require that he stretch out a little bit and go to styles that might be a little less his common territory. So, for instance, at the end of the first act, we wrote an aria for him to set that was very romantic and far-reaching. It's called "O Mother," sung by Princess Lyra, our heroine. And we knew that he would have to find an expressive means that was really heartfelt. And I'm not saying his other music is not heartfelt, but I think we pushed to pull his heartstrings just a little bit more.
That's interesting that you bring that up, because so much of the opera seems to move very fast. The scenes are short, the individual dialogue is short, but that in particular is one of the moments where time seems to stand still. So that was driven as sort of a function of the libretto?
I'm not sure. I think that we imagined, it's very difficult to go back to before the music existed and know all of our impulses in writing what we wrote. I know we were looking for something that tied up the act and brought it to a really strong conclusion. I know we had to have her set upon this search for her brothers, and we wrote the most meaningful words that we could. How he said it, though, the tempo that he said it in, all of that stuff is his imagination, and I would not claim credit for that. I wish I could. I'd be a composer if I could.
By the end of the piece, through the travails, through the journey that Lyra has to go through, the last of the piece is about bringing it all together, about healing. Was that in the original Brothers Grimm story, or is that something that you and Becky brought to it?
No, that's Becky and David. And so when faced with this story and having told it, you're left with that moment where you need to tie things up. And basically, I think my wife and I are both hopeful people. And in our times, I confess, there's a lot of darkness. And our vision has always been one of hope. We're parents. We've tried to instill hope for our children. And the message at the end of this opera is one of hope. It's seen through some tears because our little Benjamin dies at the end. But to sum it all up, we could not leave it as a desperate, dark story. It would be alien to both my wife and I as human beings.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. Seeing the opera staged for the first time must be a thrill, and congratulations.
Thanks very much, and it is a thrill.